with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the third GOP presidential debate last night in Miami, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy blasted former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley's cozy relationship with the military-industrial complex.
That's the choice we face. Do you want a leader from a different generation who's going to put this country first, or do you want Dick Cheney in three-inch heels?
All right, Mr.
In which case, we've got two of them on stage.
Haley, defending her choice in footwear.
They're five-inch heels, and I don't wear them unless you can run in them.
Well, we've got two of you on stage.
The second thing that I will say is I wear heels. They're not for a fashion statement. They're for ammunition.
And when they weren't talking about footwear, the candidates tackled a range of domestic and foreign policy issues. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The candidates stood strong with Israel, including Ron DeSantis.
Finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas.
Chris Christie took aim at TikTok, saying it represents a threat from China.
TikTok is not only spyware. It is polluting the minds of American young people.
On abortion, Nikki Haley said it's time to face political reality.
Let's find consensus.
And that report from Greg Clugston, House Republicans issuing subpoenas for the president's son and brother.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says the panel is bringing in son Hunter Biden and brother James Biden to question them on what he describes as a record of evidence. Republicans maintain it paints a troubling picture of influence peddling. Thus far, however, they've failed to uncover anything directly implicating the president. The White House and the family's lawyers call the investigation a political stunt.
And that report from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas. On Wall Street, Dow futures pointing up right now by 60 points. The NASDAQ futures, not so much. They're off 17. This is SRN News. Liberty Counsel is out with a new warning.
The Christian legal firm has issued an advisory about the so-called gender surgery industry, which it says is expected to grow to nearly $5 billion a year in the United States by the year 2030. As of November 2023, at least 26 states allow their Medicaid insurance programs for low-income families to cover medically mutilating procedures on minors. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says taxpayers should not be paying to irreversibly mutilate children. Keith Peters reporting.
You can add Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud to the growing list of athletes professing faith in Jesus Christ. After a record-breaking day on the football field, November 5th, Stroud began a post-game interview by giving, quote, all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stroud has been vocal about his Christian faith for years. He says it helps him face life's challenges. This is SRN News. Hollywood actors have reached a tentative deal with the studios, ending the strike that started nearly 4 months ago.
The three-year contract must still be approved by the board of the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA and its members, but actors are free to go back to work. Details of the agreement will be released tomorrow. The union's chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, says he's happy with the protections it provides.
That includes things like minimum wages that have increased substantially to help our members keep up with the impact of inflation.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says in a statement the agreement also includes residuals for streaming programs and compensation for artificial intelligence. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A new version of the popular diabetes treatment Mounjaro can be sold now as a weight loss drug. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Eli Lilly's drug named Zepbound. The drug, also known as tirzepatide, helped dieters lose 40 to 60 pounds. More details at srnnews.com.